So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Man, the sales department is thrilled, Henry, too. I can't keep up with the emails because we have Scott Jennings.
Oh, yeah.
In December coming to Politics and Pints. And I've started to go back. I might ask his staff, too. What are the top 10 Scott Jennings moments duking it out on CNN and related places? Because he's, you know, he's not a wild guy, but he just has that head thing he does looking back that sets the other side off on these. So
it's the eyes.
It's the eye. Yeah, it might
just
be the eyes.
Just shoots them a look like as they're talking.
Exactly.
Like.
And by the way, Dom, he on his radio show, he did take your advice on air and took a shot of pineapple.
Oh,
all right.
My God. Yeah. Excellent.
I think it was when he was on, what was it?
Friday.
Yeah. He posted on his radio show and on X that he, and I think he tagged you, I believe, that he took a shot of pineapple and
All right. I tell you, it works. Yep. So let's hope it worked. If it didn't, trouble. Politics, pints, and pineapples. You know, we have to have
that.
I'm going to give him a pineapple that night, a most interesting fruit. All right, 855-839-1210. So we've been making a point. The Nazi stuff, President Trump and all. Look, he's the most protected man in the world, arguably. And even then, how dangerous this is for everybody else. But they all must have gotten the memo. Now, this woman I'm going to play you, Jennifer Welsh, is often on CNN on the very show that Scott's on, the Abby Phillips show, and is a viper second to none. I mean, you know, it's out of line, not just because she's on the other side. So she's on a podcast, and she goes off now on Miller. Not Trump, but Miller. In other words, De Niro and a bunch of other people, they're all zoning in on Miller now. And the point is, when you start with the Nazi stuff, white supremacist stuff, it's even more dangerous because Stephen Miller, I'm sure, has protection, and his wife is a big podcaster. But they're not living in the White House with gates around and all the rest. They're living somewhere in Washington. I mean, this is not easy stuff. This is where they're going to go. He's Joseph Goebbels. So here's Jennifer Welsh making the case about Miller.
Stephen Miller is a Nazi and he is a sociopath, and he is the one that actually is not lazy about breaking the law and pushing all of this through, because he is a little insecure white supremacist who I believe even his own parents must have hated him, because what he sends out into the earth is pure hate and pure destruction of this country and pure projection. The way he speaks about normal everyday Americans is how he feels about himself. He accuses normal everyday Americans of being terrorists, of being all of the hating America. And I think at the end of the day, the guy that's trying to dismantle the Constitution is the guy that in fact hates America, because this guy was bullied in high school and he's unattractive and he's 4'10" and nobody f-ing likes him.
All right. The height again. Remember that? He was on with Hannity, and AOC went with the height thing there with them. All right. So it seems like when it comes to Stephen Miller, you're able to do that to males, attack them in this manner, and the height part of it.
I thought short kings were back.
Right. Yeah. I guess I can do that with, Josh Shapiro. Okay. Oh, yeah, Josh Shapiro's got this book coming out in January. Now, that would be a politics in pints. I haven't checked on Twitter in a minute, but you can hit me there. We need a name for his memoir, Josh Shapiro. But you notice what's happening, and it's ratcheting up. AOC was doing it a little bit, but De Niro really hit it during the Four Kings. Jennifer Welch, a lot of the people interviewed along the parade routes, they were not going after Trump. Yeah, some of them hoped Trump died and all that stuff, but they were going after Miller. And I can't name anybody else in the, Vance, they hate him and all. This, though, gets down to unattractive, a Nazi projecting little man. Here's De Niro yesterday, Henry. I think that's the first cut. Here's De Niro bringing up even his, cut one. De Niro said, Goebbels. And I think he brings up his religion. Cut one.
You said earlier, Mr. De Niro, about the president. He will not leave the White House. This is where you and I are on the same wavelength. Because I've long thought.
No way. He will not. We see it. We see it. We see it every. We see it all the time. He will not want to leave. He set it up with his. I guess he's the Goebbels of the cabinet. Stephen Miller. He's a Nazi.
Is that a German pronunciation?
Yes, he is. And he's Jewish. And he should be ashamed of himself.
Well, I was asking this question to get to the point, kings think that they should rule forever. Let me put up something that the president posted last night on X. He writes, "We're built different. Have a good night, everyone." And look at what he puts up there. He and J.D. Vance as, what is that, king and queen? King and king? Girl. I don't know. above, once again, putting a sombrero on the head of House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and then adding Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to the fun by giving him a sombrero. Your reaction to that?
It's all nonsense. We know it's all racist. It's all, that's what he appeals to. That's what Trump is. Everything is what you see is what you get. It's not going to change with him. Everything. He's just the point is we have to keep fighting and pushing until he is out.
All right. Notice the Miller here. Goebbels. Stephen Goebbels Miller. All right. One more cut and then we'll take some of your calls. 855-839-1210. Kelsey Grammer, YouTube.com/1210, is brilliant. He's in New Jersey and he grew up in Jersey, mainly, I think. And one of my top 10 days ever in talk radio. When we had Kelsey Grammer, it was a September Friday. We weren't planning to go to Mulligan's, but it all came together and he came there, poured beers for hours. And just the way this guy ate French fries. You talk about a great actor, Henry. Just see him constantly with this is the French fries. I'm just sitting there, my mouth agape as he's rolling on.
A true thespian.
Oh, my God. Yes, and the stories. And he wasn't a curmudgeon at all. And I don't think you could pretend that. He met with Johnny Aziz's kids for like 15 minutes. We had to bring him in the kitchen door like a politician. Because the fire marshals were starting to mass at the front. It was crazy, really, on short notice. Here's his endorsement of Jack Cetarelli. Beautifully. This is one of the best political ads that I've ever seen that is positive, evoking Jersey and what it can be versus the Mikey Sherrills of the world. Here's how it sounds with Kelsey Grammer.
Hi, Kelsey Grammer here. I grew up in New Jersey. I love this state. When I was a boy, folks would stand up for what's right and not wait for someone else to fix our problems. This last decade or so, it seems we've lost our way. Taxes keep climbing, crime's on the rise, Trenton's filled with politicians talking big and doing nothing. It's time. It's time to lower taxes and let families breathe again. It's time to protect our girls and preserve fairness in women's sports. It's time to make New Jersey safe again and stop overdevelopment that's crowding every corner of our suburban communities. It's time to get energy rates under control. Families shouldn't have to choose between heating their homes and feeding themselves. Finally, it's time to restore integrity, accountability, and pride in Trenton. Time to believe again in honest leadership and restore the promise of this state. Jack Cittarelli will lead with strength, decency, and respect for all who love New Jersey and call it home. We've waited long enough. It's time.
Yeah, I don't see you being able to do that. You can have the helicopter whirring in the background, but after that, with Mikey Sherrill, what is it that you're going to be doing? Beautifully done by Kelsey Grammer. Wonderfully done. Of course, our guy Robin is working to get him on to do the full endorsement, but I think he's shooting a movie now. But that ad is incredibly evocative, effective, I think, greatly put together. Let's see what happens. Let's see where we are. We're still from today, 2 weeks away from Election Day. And the mail-in ballot numbers are encouraging that Republicans are doing a lot better. That's why the encouragement is the first day of early voting. If the numbers, then we'll actually have numbers, are indicative of a enthusiasm, then that becomes the narrative. You know, because there's still people out there that think, why vote? Just ridiculous. I don't know how you can't see this is going to be a close race here. A very close race. Eddie's in Philly. Eddie's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to talk about the DA's race.
Sure.
One thing I got to say, just so people wake up and look at the real picture and see what's going on and vote for Pat Egan.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Look, Northeast Philadelphia is on the clock.
I'm a Democrat, and I'm urging my Democrat friend to look beyond party and look what's going on in our city. Forget about party. It means nothing.
Well,
I don't worry about the thing that they are. I want to look at what people are about.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Thanks for that. Sure, of course, in this. I mean, this is an existential threat who will only be more emboldened. You know, even Henry yesterday putting some of this stuff together was seeing that he can't control himself. He's insufferable, even in this moment of grief when he's on the ropes because of what he and his group have done. He's still insufferable. He's still pushing back on people. He's just one of the worst humans when it comes to interaction. And when he cleans the glasses, you know, if I were debating him, that's it. You know, that tells you when he's going to. And the glasses turning colors in front of you as the light and all that.
I'm going to let my ADA answer this question while I sip coffee on the side.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And still sipping coffee after this somber thing. Remember, though, the word of the other flunky was kindness. Kindness. She was kind. Yeah. So what? Again, we're living, it's an indictment of Philadelphia, to Eddie's point. We're living, I don't know, I don't even hear the Republican Party. Judge Dugan was talking about other stuff. What needs to be done here is this is a full investigation. How was this decision made under oath, point by point by point? And I think when you see that, you'll get it. How could it be unclear? And yet they are poised to vote for Larry Krasner. Why? Why? He's progressive. They're turned on by the ideology. Goofball Kevin Bacon. We've played that many times. He's taken on the system. That's what we need. Every day he's pushing back against the system. He has no sensibility toward victims. We know that from the Fitzgerald family, Maureen Faulkner. They can pick up toiletries for the grieving family and all fine. That didn't stop what needed to be stopped. A maniac on the loose. How many of them are out there? Hundreds, probably. And Larry Krasner, in the end, is not going to stop them. You heard Jen Shoren. That's someone who's pledged to the death to do everything humanly possible to err on the side. Now, Krasner would tell you, well, you don't believe in the Constitution, Dom, or you're reading Mein Kampf. Well, he really wouldn't tell me that because he's too big of a coward to ever, in any way, shape, or form, debate. I would debate Larry Krasner in front of Rittenhouse Square, Chestnut Hill, the middle of Broad Street, his office with all of his sycophants around. I would debate him with the black ministers, every one of them being moderators. How much more can I offer? It doesn't faze me.
Join his book club, too.
Do it here.
I mean, because, yeah, well, no, that's a home court advantage. Yeah,
true, good point.
Yeah, so it was like Joe Sestak at Cheney. You know, the whole crowd hissing and booing. Do more of it. It doesn't matter in this. Because I'm debating someone who is indefensible in this. And the sign is, as soon as you go Nazi on a 21-year-old kid, Frankie Scales, and tell him he can't photograph you in public, and you got to know that's legal. The guy's just completely lost it. He's in a bubble. He does, to Henry's point, I mean, and making those poor people stand up there on these squares around him like he's a North Korean dictator. He once had a woman in a walker stand there for an hour. A woman with a walker. And he sits down in a chair, crosses his legs, and is sipping coffee. What's wrong with Philadelphia? Well, Philadelphia is the problem. Now, they elected Sherelle Parker, who's reasonable. You may not agree on everything. The police commissioner is reasonable. I would say he's not doing fully what I would want, but it's much better. It's much better. And I was hoping that they might come out against Krasner, but they apparently did not think, uh-oh, the Trump-Putin meeting is off. All right. That's even more fodder for Dr. Coates tomorrow. Why is the meeting off? All right. We're not sure here who did it. I'm hoping it's Trump. He said, no, this guy is not moving forward here.
Do you think Putin was trying to pull his, like, always fashionably late, and then Trump was like, all right, if you're going to be late, you're not coming at all. It's soft.
Yeah, in Budapest. Yeah, right. We'll tell you why it's off, and I thought it was supposed to happen next week. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming to you, more calls. Hit us with that all-time name. And again, watch for this. You're going to be hearing more of it. Here's the other question, too. Should Curtis Sliwa get out of the New York City race? I'm in the camp that says no. Now, but let's put ourselves in the place. Suppose it were here in Philadelphia. Would I be willing to take one for the team and put up with this communist becoming mayor? Because there is some polling that if Sliwa gets out, it's going to be relatively close. I love Curtis Sliwa, the style, catching the hound, the greyhound, the Jaspers over in Kensington, you know, when he came here with the Guardian Angels. But the New York Post on the cover, just walk away beret was on their cover.
No,
yeah, I know. Fashion statement. Swallow the bitter pill, quit the race to stop Mondani. If he were here in Philadelphia, would you be saying that? I mean, I'm looking at it more broadly. We're not in New York, and they deserve it based upon what they're doing there. This is going to help us win the midterms. Trump will eat this Mondani alive, being able to play after him. He will take so much money out of New York. He will have such a daily threat, a living apparition of socialism and craziness, that this will unlock the midterms. But in the meantime, New York is going to suffer big time what goes on here. Well, they want it. They're voting for it. 855-839-1210. You get a line. All right, let's talk about your home and selling your home and the things that can go right and the things that may not. Now, if you want to make them go right, if you want to avoid the situation where the home sits on the market for months and months, the photos look fine, the location's great, but still no offers. What's the missing secret sauce? Well, my buddy, Diane Cardano-Casaccio, has sold thousands of homes. She knows when your home sits too long, buyers start asking one question. All right, the home looks great. What's wrong with it, though? Well, the price goes down, your hard-earned equity starts dropping fast. Just coming off her recent breakfast seminar on this past Saturday, that question did come up. And Diane coached up everyone there and is going to take a look at their house either through YouTube or go there and visit it to tell them some specific things, often relatively low cost, they might do that are going to give them a much better chance of selling their home. So if you missed the seminar, you can still get that great advice from Diane. Her insight, thousands of homes sold. Just call 215-576-8666 or online, the same thing, 215-576-8666.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Tom Giordano Show. We got an update coming up in a minute on more attacks on the Tush Push. Wait until you hear the angle of attack now. It's endless. They just endlessly can't stand it. It is very circumlocutic. Locution, but we'll see. Greg in the Northeast, though. Let's get some more on board. All-time name. Hey, Greg, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. I'm going to go with a fictional character on a sitcom, and his full name was a mystery and part of the arc of the show because he was ashamed of it. But when it was finally revealed, he embraced it, and it totally fit. And that's Cosmo Kramer.
Yeah, the moment where they said, I have the name.
Yeah. Good one. And it definitely fits his character.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg. I like that line. I love the word arc, the arc of it.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but Ro and I really like it and consume it. Then it's gone for another 14 months. The Diplomat just finished year 3. I really like, have you ever seen The Americans, Henry?
I haven't, no. It's on my list.
Yeah, you didn't leave during that era, but the stuff they did with Reagan and the Russians and Carrie Russell as a Russian agent, oh my God, with the fake husband and kids. Oh, unbelievable. She's really good as the Diplomat. And it does get into some fanciful stuff, but how power works. So season 3, it's still Netflix. I'd check it out, all right? And the ending is a little bit tricky for next year, but you only do 8 episodes and they go away for 14 months. That's
what happened to making a show every year.
Yeah,
why does everything have to be this long, drawn out process?
I agree. Every 6 months, is it the writers? It doesn't seem to be that elaborate, locations and everything else. I don't get it.
I think it's like, yeah. I don't know, everyone's focused on just getting everything right, because if it's not perfect, then you know, people aren't going to watch. Cause...
Or they think that people, it's become a thing now, and you know, you want to keep it rolling, and for some reason, they get more watches between the year, people go back.
I guess they get like a bigger budget, and they go, oh, we have to do everything bigger, and you know, slower, you have to do it. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, because they still put out like slop. A lot of the time, they'll just pump it out like Netflix.
Absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
But check it out. Robert and Ben Salem. Robert, afternoon.
Dom, Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Likewise.
Dom, I think I should debate Larry Krasner because I'm quick on my feet and I wear glasses and I can take them off and clean them and shake my head every time.
Robert, you got my vote, my friend.
You know, and do the thing when you clean your glasses, breathe on them.
And shake my head ruefully. I might not win. I might not win the debate, but I'll have immaculate glasses by the time you start. And one more thing. You were asking about Curtis Lee with dropping out, and aside from the fact that I think it would hurt the Republicans down ballot, and they really need turnout, it occurs to me that these people are asking hundreds of thousands of Curtis Lee with supporters who lost loved ones in nursing homes to vote for the guy that killed them. And that is just, that is beyond the pale to me. I hope Curtis stays in and New York is going to get exactly what it deserves if they elect Mom Doc.
That's right. And a guy they're asking who has probably, and this is saying something, the worst history with women imaginable for any politician. He's right up there.
Yeah. Even though the Democrats created that monster, okay, they nurtured him, they indoctrinated him, and they primed him because they wanted the vote, and now it's biting them on the butt, and the Republican has to drop out to save them from themselves. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. But that's New York's problem. I'll get to my answer. Dom, it seems like a lot of the stars and famous athletes back in the day were more substantial than they are today. You talk about Joe DiMaggio and Ted Williams, you know, losing prime years to go fight World War II. Hedy Lamarr inventing a tracking system for our ordnance. And this actress here, although she did a lot of work and for Italian-American causes and received a lifetime achievement for it, after Hollywood, she became a photo journalist. And she actually snagged an interview with Fidel Castro at the time.
I know why. I would give her an interview, too.
I was going to say, I think Fidel really liked himself some Gina Lola Brigida movies. And that's the name of the actress, Gina Lola Brigida. Ever since I was a kid, I thought that name just rolled.
It does.
I appreciate you, Dom. Have a great day.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, Gina Lola Brigida. She came here to Philadelphia City Council. And I forget why I couldn't get her on. And I had a guy who promised me Sophia Loren in studio, Mike Raffredo, the mayor of South Philly, but he passed away as this was underway. Can you imagine? No. So, Sophia.
That'd be crazy.
But as a name, Gina Lola Brigida. Oh, my goodness. It's just, it does roll. That's a good one. Real or fictional, that's what we are looking for. 855-839-1210. Coming up, I'll give you a little bit more on the tush push thing, which is not just a football play. It gets at the core of the NFL and this parity notion, et cetera, that's in there. It is a huge advantage for the Eagles, but so what? The other team either has to stop it. Well, I'll tell you what their complaint is now, Henry. The headline is, the NFL teams are finally treating the tush push like the mockery that it is. That's what this guy writes about at Yahoo. And what they claim now is other teams are lining up in the neutral zone and refs are not calling it because they've had it with the tush push too. So advantage Eagles. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
Right. Let them line up in there.
I suppose that's fair, right? Because everyone gets mad like, oh, you know, the Eagles guard left, you know, a half a millisecond early before the snap.
Right.
All right. This is the answer to that. Let's see. Let it play out. No one's offsides.
I'm a fan of this whole debate because it plays into my theory. I don't like socialism. That's what the NFL is. And parity is socialism. Yeah. I mean, it's just ludicrous. I realize they have a business. You can't have one team dominant, winning all the time, et cetera. But it doesn't happen. You know, it doesn't. They have too many guardrails. And this would be one of them because the Eagles are unique in this. We can't have this play. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. But say if the Eagles were, you know, 4-3 right now or 3-4, they wouldn't be having this conversation. They'd be like, oh, it's all right. But
and
not
how,
5-2. It's,
yeah. And
sky's falling.
Yeah, I can't understand why Josh Allen can't do it, but he can't do it. Otherwise, they'd be doing it. They would take every advantage. They can't.
Stoutland University. Jeff Stoutland's teaching Stoutland, the offensive line something.
It's Hurts. It's the offensive line. It's mm-hmm. Stoutland. And they're creative off it. And I would predict in the crunch in the playoffs, this is the secret weapon that really could make a difference in a close game. So they'll get rid of it at the end of this year. They can't
probably
abide it. Yeah. That's the NFL. All right. The Sixers on tonight or is it tomorrow night?
Might be tomorrow night. Hold on. All I know right. opening night's tonight. But
yeah, but I don't think they're one of the opening
nights. Yeah, tomorrow at 7:30.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow at 7:30. Okay. Abusive relationship, NBA, basketball, and me. Yes. Let's see what they have tomorrow night. I did check out last year, but give it a
look. Who didn't check out last year?
No, I said I didn't check out. Right.
Oh, you
right.
didn't check out?
I did.
You were,
yes.
You were there till the end?
No, I was not.
You didn't check in, no. You didn't check in is what you're saying.
I didn't check in. Yeah, after, right. after about 10 games. That
oh, well, yeah. Yeah. 10 games in, yeah. It was like, oh, this team.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is bad, abysmal, boring, the whole thing. So. 855-839-1210, though. We got great ones so far. All-time great name. Be thinking tomorrow, rural, and something associated with that. I bet there's something we can't even imagine. And Delco says in the New York Times, they said Task did a great job with rural Pennsylvania. That's what they're calling Delaware County. You would think the editors, they have 100 editors there, would go, hey, guys, we can't put this in. Somebody check this out. This is going to look bad. Some big mouth conservatives are going to be killing us and saying, how can you be accurate? Your bias is showing through. Why would they call Delaware? There are scenes. I've seen some of it in the woods.
Yeah.
But that's not rural. They're woods. That's
the
it.
The woods. Yeah, exactly. That's not farmland. It's
yeah,
woods.
Exactly. I mean, it is. It's like old fashioned suburban to me. It's not suburban like some of the slicker suburbs. I can't. Well, it's got suburban square. I mean, it's just old. It's old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Suburb.
That.
That's
yeah.
it. Yeah. I think of the quintessential street would have 3 Irish pubs on it. You know,
yeah, one on the corner.
It. One on the corner, yeah.
That's cobblestone houses.
Yeah, Eagle Road, yeah. All right, 855. Havertown's there, though. The capital of the universe. All right, get in with Dom. Talk Radio 1210. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk with Linda Kearns at 2 o'clock, calling her expertise. Always like talking to her about what they're doing in Passaic, New Jersey, where Republicans now are asking the Attorney General's office, the U.S. Attorney General, Department of Justice, to intervene and to come in and stop the cheat there, potentially. I don't know why it's taken so long. I guess they have to go through a bunch of judges, whatever. Passaic says they're not going to have video of the mail-in ballot room, and nobody's going to have to sign in or sign out there. And it is a hotbed of corruption. Yet, President Trump won there in 2024 in the presidential election. You know Kamala Harris is bad, but man, you're losing Passaic. Apparently big Latino vote, and it went for Trump. And we're going to see the transfer vote. Can Trump do that? He wrote a scathing, pretty funny non-endorsement of Mikey Sherrill and a great endorsement of Jack. This is going to be determined by turnout. Every sign points to this. Neither side's going to pull away. It's going to be a point and a half somewhere in there in the end. And the enthusiasm factor for Cetarelli is high. But the registration factor, you know what we're up against in Jersey. And the potential cheating factor. Remember what happened the last time, those late returns, Essex and all that stuff against Phil Murphy, when it looked like for large part of the night that Cetarelli had a shot. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that we need you to do is just to push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tom, didn't we just hear Larry Krasner state that we've learned a lot from this murder?
Oh, yeah.
And now this guy, he's getting released on $20,000 bail.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
He hasn't learned a thing, a creep. Him and De Niro, they're both animals, you know? Charlie Kirk's no sooner buried than they start their lethal rhetoric again.
And I hate to beat a dead horse here, but it's really serious now. When you deal with the president, right, he's protected somewhat. But Stephen Miller, that's the target now. He's got better protection than you or I, but my God, it's not anything substantial.
Absolutely. And it's not like they make these mistakes out of emotion. They know what they're doing. And they basically, and it should be stated, they put a target on Stephen Miller's back. And it should be addressed that way, for the next one that happens. You know, look what you did, Robert. You ready to grow up and stop this garbage? And it's not just him. You know, they're all in lockstep with this. They wait for the morning to pass over, and they just crank it back up.
Yeah, so exactly.
My side answer, and it's not that little turncoat weenie that became an embarrassment to all us Italians, but it's a theater figure in various theater productions, and his name was Scaramucci.
Yeah, you know, right, Joe? You remember? One-on-one I had with the Mooch, who is tiny, in the spin room. Oh, man, it was nuts.
Yeah.
It was.
That was a classic.
It was. Thank you, Joe. Thanks very much. Yeah. It was. Look, they're reporters. I'm not. And thinking, who the heck is this guy here? And he was like, what is this? You know, that kind of thing. Well, are you going to answer the questions? And we did to go back and forth. I think Rubio attacked the Cowboys. I just had a walk by with, you know, these are tough to get a word in edgewise.
That crowd.
Rubio walking. Yeah. I mean, it was a mob. There were hundreds and hundreds of media in there. And it was as big as a football field, the spin room. It's an all-time thrill to do it, though. Let's hear a little bit of the stylings. The French woman is back. This is cut 15. She looks much different. Corinne Jean-Pierre. Remember all those times with Biden? Here she's on a, I think this is a podcast, right?
Correct.
She's trying to make the point that Joe Biden, and even a host of liberal, like what was more accessible to the press than President Trump? Here's KGP.
So that's number one. My job was to speak to what the decision he made in the sense of continuing, trying to lift up the policies and the legislative wins that we did have. We did have legislative wins.
Sure. And he couldn't talk about them that well.
He did talk about them, whether it broke through or not. He did. Tim, he did talk about.
I mean, he talked way less to the press than Donald Trump does. He wasn't out there at all. He wasn't good off the cuff. He wasn't doing press conferences. Let's just be real. Tim,
that's not true. Tim, you're conflating all of it.
Favorite word, conflating.
He didn't talk well about it. Then you're telling me he didn't talk at all.
He didn't either. He didn't talk very often. And when he did, it wasn't very good. Yeah, he sounded very old.
Maybe you weren't paying attention to what we were doing at the White House.
But I paid attention. I'm with you on the policies. I'm talking about his performance.
The president spoke to the American people a couple times a week. He traveled and did domestic travel and talked directly to the American people. We are talking about a time politically that is incredibly partisan. It is hard. It's hard to break through our any messaging. And it was an incumbency as well.
My goodness. All right, one more here.
Before you move on to that, yeah. you can see it in the host's
interview.
Face,
oh,
right?
Yes,
where he says, like, easily, like, he, like, mouths it back to himself. He's, like, easily accessible. Like, he's, like, what are you talking about?
It is one of the top 10 stories ever that they were trying to cover it up and unable to do it. But it had people that bought in because they had something to gain by doing it. I mean, it should shock people. What we saw is what we saw. That's what was going on. But here's a little bit more. She still claims that she saw no sign of Biden's decline. Cut eight, Henry.
Sorry, cut eight?
Yeah, cut eight.
But I'm trying to pick up on what Tony was saying, because I too thought that. And you said, people said, why didn't members of his inner circle speak up about what many believe was the apparent decline of Joe Biden? You said you're a member of the inner circle and you never saw the decline. And after that, I wrote, how?
Yeah.
You even write, Corinne, that you were on the plane with him going to the debate. And you didn't see anything.
Well, when
so
we were
hard
when we were
to understand.
Air Force One going on the going to the debate, you got to remember that his campaign people were on the team, his family was on the team. I actually was one of those rare trips that I didn't really see him until after the debate, even though I was on the plane. So really, I want everybody to know that I take this question incredibly seriously. I do. I was his White House press secretary, which means I had a role that saw him practically every day and traveled with him.
And you saw nothing.
For more than 95%. We've always said, we're not going to say, oh, he didn't age. He aged. And
right.
He poked fun at it. We always owned up. And with age
fun.
Comes
yeah.
what happens when you get older.
Which is?
But when we talk about the mental acuity, and again, I take this very, very seriously.
Yeah.
I never saw anyone who wasn't there. I saw someone who was always engaged. I saw someone who understood policy, pushed us on the policy, and also understood history. And there were times, I'll tell you the story, there were times where he would call me into the Oval Office and I would be like, oh no, because I knew whatever he was going to ask me was going to be direct, was going to be about a story he read, about how we're pushing back, how we're pushing a message forward.
All right, here's the thing. Joe Biden, and I don't say this about Hillary or anybody like that, you got to be honest in this, is a dope, has been a dope. So it's hard to see his whole career. It has been foot in the mouth, gas bag, that whole thing. He was avuncular. He was at the right time at the right place. during COVID where he did not have to be out on the trail. And the push in the media with President Trump made him an accidental president. But he has always been someone who has been mocked as not very bright. It's an obvious thing. So seeing the decline, and it still was obvious, the stuff of getting off the stage, just as one example. My goodness.
But she has to stand on business, does she not? I mean, she like worked her entire life to be the White House press secretary. And if she just comes out and says like, yep, pretty much my whole time, you know, there, I was just covering up for this guy. I mean, she could say that, make $1 million on her books, but I think she'd be severed with her ties from, you know, the Democrats.
Well, I think she's convinced herself, too. I don't
think totally. You know, you have to believe it yourself in order to defend it this much.
Way, you have to ignore everything else that's going on. And what they're saying is he can still say some, quote, policy, you know. He was a political animal all those times, these highfalutin terms. What does he know, though? You saw during the debate when Trump said, I don't think he knows what he just said.
Yeah.
it was a moment that was unbelievable. I mean, the other moment when I was in the spin room and Trump went off on Springfield, Ohio, and they're eating dogs. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there looking all around me. I was at the ABC table, not supposed to be sitting in their place, but what the heck. And it was like just a meltdown. Everybody running around the room.
Oh my
it was
gosh,
crazy.
Sure.
And you know, these are giant, giant screens, like football size. You can see a block away.
Yeah, like you're at the bar.
Enormous. I've never been in a more... When I saw Andrea Mitchell, who was then at MSNBC, crawling under like 50 guys to get into where Trump was to try to ask a question. Crawling between their legs.
It's Big J journalism right there.
Yeah, it was just, and seeing what's a name who really does put on a show, Gavin Newsom, with the press around him. That was the other classic. Everybody should have a chance in the spin room. You would not believe it. All right, we're going to take more calls. Linda Kearns at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to her about Passaic. And again, we don't want to have people, it's more of a reassurance thing. Remember what we did during the last election. Presler out there motivating, Secretary of Offense. Linda, Secretary of Defense. It worked in Pennsylvania, convincing people, hey, they may try to do whatever in Jersey. We know that. But we're on it. Are they on it enough? They ought to be flooding that place. They ought to be telling them up and down the line, they're just looking to put you in jail for 20 years. 855-839. 1210. All righty, let's talk for a moment. For years, I've told you about the health benefits of Rescue Omega-3s as part of my daily routine. They support a healthy heart and cholesterol levels, reduce inflammation, and promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things I do for my health. Well, now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue's Omega-3 supplements. Right now, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue Omega-3 supplement, including the most popular Rescue 1250. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember that code, OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free at res-q.com. All right, Tom Giordano's show. We have a U.S. Marshal and an illegal immigrant shot during a Los Angeles immigration operation just moments ago. Not ICE, but you know, people working with ICE on this. And we've been talking today about the targeting of ICE and now the targeting of Stephen Miller. Look, I debated him once when he was with the Alabama, who became the attorney general. And I don't remember if it was on something. It wasn't Trump. It was something else. And I tell you, the guy is as good as it gets. He's up there, Christie, Stephen Miller, and they don't like it. So the attacks that we played you today, not just the Nazism, specifically Goebbels, specifically going after his height, psychoanalyzing him. Again, he is not protected in the manner of President Trump. This is a new front here that is similar to going after, and he's one guy targeted, gone after ICE officers. And yet people continue to sign up for ICE. So much so that local police departments are afraid of losing people because this is an attractive job for them. So we'll see. All right, Linda Kearns to break down her thoughts on this Passaic, New Jersey. No. Now, remember, Passaic, New Jersey, pretty tough, but she's in the belly of the beast. She dealt with Philadelphia the last time as far as video, looking at what's going on in the room, mail-in ballots, signing in, signing out. They are boldly, and what they're trying to do in the end, I think, in the end, maybe they comply, but they're trying to get into the minds of people, yeah, they're going to cheat us out of it. They're going to cheat us out of it, so why vote? You know that's what they're after. Instead, shouldn't the attitude be, we are going to vote highly enough for Jack Cetarelli that even a little Passaic County is not going to stop this. But the secret sauce are people like Linda Kearns. I don't know who the Linda Kearns is in New Jersey. I know Presler's there. You know, just give her a pass. Let her go over there. But she's not in Jersey. Just get her over there. Come on. Let's cross state line. That's my thing. Forget about state lines. She'll be right over the Ben Franklin Bridge. Or Walt Whitman, or whatever you take to Passaic. I don't even know how you get there. No, you have to go the other way. You have to go to New York first.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Passaic. My God. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.